Siman Tov Reish Lamed Siv Vav. So the Mishabura in back in Siv Hey quotes the Magen Avraham at the end of Mishabura Siv Katan Chav Beis. There he writes, "I am the Magen Avraham Reish Has Simin." It's in the Magen Avraham's introduction to the Simin. Shedaita the Davkim Osa Hasuka Me Arba Defanos of him Osa Mishlosha Defanos Lomani Midrabanan Al Yedei Lavud. So we have a concept called Lavud. There are two poles that are within three tefachim of each other are considered as if they are attached. So if you take that to its logical conclusion, so if I have a sukkah made up of lavud poles, that should be okay. And it should be okay with three walls, because a sukkah doesn't even need three walls, it needs 2.5 walls. However, the Magen Avraham says that that's no good. Where does the Magen Avraham get this from? And the poskim do bring this down from the Mishabura Magen Avraham, that if you want to use lavud, then you should have four walls of lavud. Even that the Chazon Ish questions. So the Tosus in Sukkah and Daf Tes Zayin Omer Beis Dibar Mascha Bip Pachos asks a question. We learned that in Sif Beis and Sif Gimel, let's take Sif Gimel, that if you have two walls that are facing each other, you need to take a piece of wall that's 4+ tefachim and put it within 3 tefachim to one of the walls, and then you create a 7 tefach wall. So Tosus asks, why do you need a 4+ tefach wall? Just take a thin stick, stick it in the ground within 3 tefachim, and then take another thin stick or not so thin, let's say half a tefach, a little bit more than half a tefach. Why do you have to come on to a 4 tefach wall? You could just use lavud. So Tosus goes on to answer that the mechitza, quotes the Gemara in Erevin, that the mechitza has to be shesi ve'erev. You can't have a mechitza with only vertical poles. You can't have a mechitza with only horizontal poles. Now that's an opinion over there in Erevin Daf Tezayin, which we do not paskin like. That's what the Marasha points out. The Aruch HaShulchan asks this question over here in Halacha Yud Ches. Now, the Magen Avraham answers the Kasha by saying that when you're only dealing with three walls, so you can't use Lavud. That's why you need to have a Pas Arba. But if you were to have four walls, then you can have all four walls made out of Lavud. Now, Tosus suggests the Magen Avraham's answer and rejects it. Tosus does not like Magen Avraham's answer. But the Mishabura over here quotes the Magen Avraham, and the postgame seem to bring it down that if one is using lavud, that one should have lavud on all four, not just make do with three walls, but to have four walls in order to use the lavud. Again, we said over that the Rama says that we shouldn't do these halachic tricks, because a person could make a mistake. He could think he knows the halacha and he doesn't know the halacha, and he should really make the Rama concludes Seif Hey Nagu Achshav Lasa Mechitza Shlemos Ke'en Hakol Bikim B'dinah Mechitzos. We should make complete walls, and if you don't have enough material to make complete walls, so you should have three complete walls rather than having four non-complete walls, because you can run into halachic problems that you are not even aware of. Okay, so that was Tov Reish Lamed Siv Hey, a touch up. Tov Reish Lamed Siv Vav. So the Gemara in Sukkah, Davdalad Amabez, brings down a brisa. Tana Rabbanan. Noatz arba kundisin visi keich al gabon. He takes four sticks them into the four corners of where he wants to make a sukkah. There's no walls. Those are the walls. These four kundisin, these four poles, and he puts schach on top of it. Is that kosher or not kosher? Says the Braisa, Rabbi Yaakov, Machshir, Bechachamim Poslim. Then there's a big machlokes. So the machlokes Tanoim, if the four poles with schach on top of them will be a kosher sukkah or not. Then the machlokes Amoraim, between Rav Huna and Rav Nachman. What is the machlokes between Rabbi Yaakov and the Chachamim? So Rav Huna, who is going to be rejected later on by the Gemara, wants to say that the machlokes is if they're on a roof, and they're al svatagag, they're at the edge of the roof. And the reason Rav Yaakov says it's kosher, because we have a rule called good asik mechitzta, that the walls of the building that you're on top of are going to extend all the way up to the schach, And therefore, even though you don't practically have walls, you have halachic walls created through good asik mechitzta. And the Rabbanan say, no, good asik mechitzta is not good enough to create walls of a sukkah. But if you were to take these four poles and put it in the middle of the roof or in the middle of the ground somewhere, everyone would agree that that's possible. Now, Rav Huna's opinion, the Gemara goes on to reject. The Rav Nachman says, no, be'emtza ha'gag machlokes. Really, the machlokes between Rav Yaakov and the Rabbana is not like Rav Huna said. Just the opposite. They're arguing about be'emtza ha'gag, when you don't have, you're not at the edge of the roof with the walls of the building that could potentially go up through good asik mechitzta and create halachic walls. So now the Gemara wants to know. The machlokes, according to Rav Nachman, is be'emtza ha'gag. What about if it's al svat agag, if it's on the edge of the building, and you could theoretically have this good asik mechitzta and use the walls of the view the walls of the building as if they go up all the way to the schach? Would everyone agree that's okay? Or maybe no, the machlokes in Yaakov and the chachamim is going to be be'emtza agag and also al svat agag. And the Gemara concludes teku. Now Rav Huna's opinion is rejected, so we're left with Rav Nachman. When we have a machlokes between Rav Yaakov and the Chachamim are the majority opinion. We're going to pass them like the Chachamim over Rav Yaakov. So we need to know if they're arguing about. So Rav Nachman says for sure they're arguing about be'emtza agag. So for sure be'emtza agag, Chachamim poslin, it's going to be puzzle. But what about when it's on the edge of the roof and you have the potential to say good asik mechitzta by viewing the walls of the building as if they go up to the schach? So the Gemara leaves that with a teku. The Rosh says teku. Therefore, we're going to go l'chumra, and we're going to say that the machlokes between Rabbi Yaakov and the Chacham is in both cases, and in both cases we're going to pass like the Chachamim. Chachamim poslim. Now there is a different girsa in this Gemara. That's the girsa of Rav Shri Ragon. And Rav Shri Ragon's girsa does not have a question about Rav Nachman. He holds that Rav Nachman is the flip case of Rav Huna. That means be'emtza hagag is a machlokes, but svat hagag on the edge of the roof, everybody will agree that it's okay. So that means if you pass even according to the Chachamim, it will be okay. And the Rambam, in fact, paskins like Rav Shri Ragon's girsa, like even though passing like the Chachamim who say poslin, but only poslin in the case where they argue, which is in the middle of the roof, but not al svat agag. Svat agag, you can say good asik mechitzta and view the walls of the building as if they go up to the schach. That is the psak of the Rambam. The Beis Yosef brings down that most poskim disagree with the Rambam, they disagree with the Gears of Rav Shri Ragon, they leave that as a question. It's not clear that the Chachamim agree at all al Sat Agag. According to most Gears, we don't know if they agree al Sat Agag or not. It could very well be that they argue, it's a teku, and we're going to go L'chumra. So let's see that now in Shulchan Aruch. Tov Reish Lamed Seif Vav. Not arba kum disin bein be'emtza agag bein asfat agag. You take four poles, you stick it in the on the roof of your building. Whether it's in the middle of the roof, so there's no potential at all to say good asik mechitzta. What's the svara that Rav Yaakov would allow it? That's discussed over there, and Rashi and Daf Dalit ayin sham for homework. So bein asfat agag, whether the four poles are be'emtza agag bein asfat agag v'sikech agabon. You put schach on top of these four poles, psula. The sukkah is possible. Okay, so the first opinion and the ikar opinion and the psak of the Shulchan Aruch is that both cases are going to be possible. That there because we're passing like the Chachamim, it's not good that the Chachamim agree even al svat agag, and therefore it's possible. However, continues the Mechaber, v'yesh machshirim b'not asfat agag. There are those that say it's kosher if you stick these poles in asfat agag. Mishum dar meaning good asik mechitzta, because then you have the ability to say good asik mechitzta and halachically view the walls of the building as if they go up to the schach and enclose the sukkah. And the Be'er Gola brings us down in Ois Nun. He brings down Rav Shri Ragon, Lefi Gisaso. The low grace, by the way, it's not a question. He holds the Chachamim agree. Meretz Geis, Veha Rambam. That's the psak of the Rambam. So the Mechaber brings down, it's a stam and a yesh machshirim, halacha ke stam. Let's see, the Mishnah Berurah Sifkat and Lamed Aleph. Al Gurasik Mechitzta, Vidavka Kishu al Sfat Hagag Mamish. It has to mamish be at the edge of the building, so that you can view the walls of the building going up to enclose the sukkah. But if it's not mamish at the edge of the building, even if it's within three tvachim, and usually we have a rule, we have a cloud of lovud, here we're not going to use the cloud of lovud. Lo, I mean lovud, the good, lukuliyama. We're not going to combine the halachic principle of lovud, that something that's within three tvachim is as if it's connected, together with the good asig mechitzta. V'halacha kedei rishona. Says the Mishnah Berurah, halacha is like the first opinion, the Iker opinion in the Shulchan Aruch. The Bechol Gadli Lo Amin Legabe Sukkah, good Asik. That we're not going to say good Asik and view the walls of the building as if they go up to cover the Sukkah as well. The Sharat Siyun over here, Ois Lamed, makes an interesting point. Not very practical, Bismaneinu Baruch Hashem. Look at the Sharatin. Oh, Islam of Ayin B'Prima Garden D'Be'ein L'Mokom Acher. Let's say he doesn't have sukkah walls. He has no ability to build a normal kosher sukkah. He only has these poles and schach. V'Ayin B'Prima Garden D'Be'ein L'Mokom Acher. Ein Lo Lifter Atzma Af Mi Sukkah Kazo. So he shouldn't say, well, the sukkah is possible anyway. I'm not going to bother doing it. Why not? Because according to the Rambam, the sukkah is kosher. So he says, below bracha, he can't make a bracha on such a sukkah, but if he has no other choice, so that's better than nothing, and he wouldn't make a bracha on him, that's the sukkah he would sit in. So we're machmer because of a suffix. But if that's the only choice that you have, it's better than nothing. Just when it comes to the bracha, we'll say suffix brachas lahakel, and he will not make a bracha. The Deer Shoe footnote 33 asks a very interesting question. We will see that the sukkah walls only need to go be 10 tefachim high. If the sukkah walls are 10 tefachim high, even though the schach is higher, so that sukkah is kosher. Is that working through good asig mechitzta, or you don't need good asig mechitzta, you only need 10 tefachim sukkah walls, so that's a discussion. But the schach has to be within three tefachim of the sukkah. If you have four walls, but all your schach is four tefachim away from all the walls, so then you don't have a sukkah at all. So, but if it's within three tefachim, then we are going to say lavud, and the sukkah is going to be kosher. So what if we have a case where the walls are 10 tefachim high, the schach is 20 tefachim high, and if you would draw that imaginary line up to the schach is 2 tefachim away from where the wall ends, where the wall would end if we were to carry it all the way up. So that the Shulchan Aruch says is mutter. We're going to say good asik mechitzta. Here we are going to say good asik mechitzta, and then we're going to say lovud. So that's discussed in Deer Shoe footnote 33. Why that case we will combine good asik and lovud, but in the case where the poles are not mamish asfat agag, and you need to apply lovud, then we're not going to say good asik together with the lovud. Ayin sham for homework. Okay, Seif Zayin. Tafresh Lamed Seif Zayin. The Gemara says in Sukkah, Dav Zayin, on Aleph, on Beis, Omar Rava or Rabba, different Kirsah, Sikech Agabi Mavui Shiesh Lo Lechi Ksherim. If you were to put Schach on top of a Mavui, okay, let's explain Mavui, we'll put that on hold for a minute. Shiesh lo lechi ksherim. That's a situation that works on Shabbos. It's not supposed to work on Sukkos. So it's going to be kosher at least for Shabbos Sukkos. Because it works for Shabbos, it's going to work for Sukkos. Then Rabba says the same thing by Pasei Biros. That's the beginning of the second parak of Erevin. They would have Be'eros Mayim, and the Be'er would be a Rishus HaYachid. So there's no way to get the water out of the Be'er on Shabbos, because you're outside the Be'er, you're standing in Rishus HaRabim. The water is in a Rishus HaYachid. How are you going to get water from the Be'er to drink? So There, the Mishnah says that there's something called Pase Biraos. You put up four large poles. Each one has an Amma going in each direction. And even though it doesn't necessarily fit all the regular standard rules, but this is a new halacha of Pase Biraos from the beginning of the second parak of Erevin. And here the Gemara says, just like it's going to work by Shabbos, it's going to work by Sukkos as well, at least for Shabbos Sukkos, even though it doesn't follow the rules of Sukkos. Then the Gemara discusses why we need both these cases. Okay, now, let's go back to the first case. There are two types of mavui. There's a mavui mifulash, and a mavui that's not mifulash. A mavui mifulash means that I have basically two walls facing each other. And then I put up a lechi. Now, on Shabbos, if I put up a lechi over there, according to some opinions, I've created a reshus hayochi min haTorah. However, midrabana, I still can't carry. I need to take care of the fourth wall, which is open. So some say, Rashi holds, that here we're dealing with a mavui mifulash. So for our case, it's Sukkos. We have two walls facing each other. You're putting up a lechi. For Shabbos, you've created a reshus hayochi min haTorah, even though midrabana, you can't carry there. So for Shabbos Sukkos, we will say that since you've created Rishus Hayachim and HaTorah for Shabbos, you've also created a Sukkah, at least for Shabbos Sukkos. And then it actually goes the other direction. Since it becomes Halachic Sukkah, you're allowed to carry in the Sukkah, so even though this is an area that normally on Shabbos you shouldn't be allowed to carry, on Shabbos Sukkos you'd be allowed to carry. So it goes in both directions. Tosa says, no, how can we take something that doesn't work midrabanan and use it to create a sukkah? It has to be something that works. So Tosa says the mavui that we're talking about has three walls. And now, so a mavui with three walls, you're also not allowed to carry on Shabbos until you put up the lechi on the fourth wall. So now you put up the lechi on the fourth wall, so now it's as if you have four walls, and now just like you can use it to carry even midrabanan on Shabbos, you can use it on Shabbos Sukkos as a sukkah. Now, Tosas points out, why do I need to come to some halachic principle? Once I have three walls, I don't even need the lechi, and it's not just good for Shabbos, it's good for the whole week of Sukkos. That's what we call sukkah. Sukkah only needs three walls, or perhaps even less, as we've been discussing. So Tosas answers the kasha that he has three walls, plus he adds now a lechi, but the schach is by the open wall, by the lechi, and doesn't go within three tefachim of the back wall. So therefore, in terms of hilchos sukkah, that back wall does not really count. And therefore, it's only because we're applying the principle of migu, because it's going to work on Shabbos as a full-fledged three-walled mavui plus a lechi, so since it works on Shabbos, it's going to work for, it'll count as a kosher sukkah for Shabbos Sukkos. So let's see that inside now. Tafresh Lamed Tziv Zayim. Sikech Agabi Mavui Sheyesh Lo Lechi. He puts schach on top of a mavui that has a lechi. Perish, Eitz Kamin Omer. Lechi is a vertical pole. Or Agabi Be'er Sheyesh Lo Pasin. Or on top of a be'er, of a well of water that has these Pase Biraos. Now the parentheses explain what's this Pase Biraos. Which creates a Rishus HaYachin on Shabbos. Harezu Sukkah Kshera. This will now be a Sukkah Kshera, but only La'osa Shabbos Shabbatol Chechag Bevad. Only for Shabbos Sukkos. Why? Mitoch Shalach Yizia Pasa Eile Mechitzos L'Inyan Shabbos, because it works for Hilcha Shabbos. Nachshav Otam Ki Mechitzos L'Inyan Sukkah. Just like it works for Hilcha Shabbos, it's going to work for Hilcha Sukkah, but only on Shabbos Sukkos. When it works for Shabbos, it works for the Sukkah as well. So Mishabur is Medayik in Sifkat and Lamed Beis from Loshen HaMechaber. Midosasim HaMechaber, from the fact that Mechaber does not distinguish or differentiate, mash with the sphere poskim that feel the mavui hamifulash. This mavui is even a mavui mifulash, which only has two walls. Two walls, and he adds a lechi. Gamkein, skip the brackets, Gamkein kosher, at tam, daide lechi, because of the lechi, nechshavin in Shabbos, afil racha mashu, even if the lechi, the vertical pole is very thin, ki il haya mechitza esetzad, it's as if there's a wall on the third side, imke yesha shalosh mechitza, so now you've created three halachic walls for Shabbos. Vahave minatar rishisayachid, so minatar, you've created rishisayachid. Vahmina, we say, migu dahave mechitza in Shabbos, because it's a mechitza for Hilchos Shabbos, Abinam mechitza in Sukkah. It will also count as a mechitza for Hilchos Sukkah, only the Shabbos she'ikla b'toch ha'chag, only on the Shabbos of Sukkot. The Afikad Midrabban also taught the Bashash mechitza, so even though Midrabban you're not going to carry, b'Shabbos the Sukkah moftim shemitza Sukkah, so now we go the other way, because we created Rishus HaLachet min HaTorah, we created a kosher Sukkah for that Shabbos, and once we have a kosher Sukkah, you're allowed to carry inside your kosher Sukkah, even though it doesn't exactly, it doesn't fit the rules for Hilchos Shabbos Midrabban. Okay, Mishmaru Sifkatan Lam Gimma has a whole discussion about the Pasei Biros with the bear. Now let's look at the Ramah. Says Ramah, Ve'ein Lahati B'makam Shalachi Pasei Matir in the Indian Shabbos El Shayach Migu. The Ramah says that this is only gonna work for Shabbos Sukkot if it works on Shabbos. If it works on Shabbos, it will work for Hilchos Sukkah on Shabbos Chol HaMoed Sukkot. What is the Ramah adding? So the Mechaber, we said, the Mishaber is Medayik, and the Mechaber that he passing is like Rashi, that we're dealing with a Mavoi Mufulosh, even though it only works Min HaTorah and not Min HaRabbanan, that's good enough. And the Ramah is passing like Tosu, said, no, we're only going to say Migu if it works even Min HaRabbanan. That means you need a three-walled Mavoi, and the fourth wall is the Lechi, and then since it works for Hilchos Shabbos, it works for Hilchos Sukkah. And what's the Chiddush if you add three plus walls? So that's what we said, because you only put the Schach by the Lechi, and didn't put the Schach by the further wall. Mishmur Sivkot and Lamed, Dada Ein Lahatir, Hanim Shun Da Mechaber Sosam, Umashmur the Tzvei Lahatir B'chol Gavne, it's Mashmur for them in the Mechaber, that he holds even a Mavoi Mefulash is good enough. לכן אלה מה זה למה יש יש להח מגדה ספשקים זה אין להתי אלא במקום שלחי מתי לעניין שבס therefore the Ramah is coming to tell us like Tosus that you can only be naked if the lechi is really going to help you for Hilchos Shabbos תהייני במקום סוסו משלוש רוחוס where you already have three walls where רוח רביס יש ללחי and the lechi is on the fourth is in the place of the fourth wall the Shabbat to Af Midrabban on the top of the Shabbos, then you're allowed to carry in such an area even Midrabban on Shabbos. So there, Bazem, Matir, then you're Sukkah, B'Shabbos, B'Shumigo, so then we have a Migu, and it's a Kasher Sukkah on Shabbos, Chol HaMoed Sukkot. After the Inyan Sukkah, Larucha Lachshav, so now the Mishabura is addressing the Kasher that Tosus spoke out. Why do I need to come up with a migu, and why do I need a fancy halachic principle to allow the sukkah it has three full walls plus a lechi? Three full walls is enough. I don't even need the lechi. So the very end of Sivkat and Lamadai is Shaschach who rak the tzara lechi lebat, because the schach does not extend all the way from the back wall to the lechi. It's only by the lechi and the two walls. So you need that back wall there. On Shabbos you have a full-fledged Rishus HaYachad that you're allowed to carry even Midrabanan because you have three walls plus a lechi. So on Shabbos Sukkot you have a kosher sukkah. But on Sunday it's not a kosher sukkah because Lamaisa, the schach, the wall, on a regular day, the wall, the back wall is not within three tefachim of the schach. It's not mityaches to the sukkah or the schach. There's no connection to the sukkah or the schach. And therefore, it's not going to be, and that it doesn't relate to the sukkah, except on Shabbos, where it counts as a mavui, three-walled mavui with a lechi. So it'll allow you to carry on Shabbos. It works then as a sukkah, but only for Shabbos sukkahs. Mishabura Sifkata, very good. So Dishu asks, what about a Yantif? Because in Siman Tov Kuf Yud Ches, we learn that something that is no tzorich at all, you're not allowed to carry Yantif, you don't need an Eruv. But that's not necessarily 100% accurate. I mean, it's a machlokes, whole discussion. But the Ramah holds that if there's something that there's no purpose whatsoever, then you're not allowed to carry it on Yantif unless you have an Eruv. So, just like on Shabbos, you have this Migu, you should have the Migu on Yantif. So, very good. So, that Kasha is left with the Tzarech Ian Gogo by Ruki Veger and in the Kaaba de Kishaisa. And Moshe answers it. Igus Moshe, he gives an answer. Ayin Sham for Omer. Let's just finish up. Mishu Yosef Katan Lam Vav. Ulechatchile Nochon Achmer Kedas Rama. Ubamakom Atchak, Yesh Yismachadir Rishonen. The Kras Vayu Rabbi Dechein, who Iker. Ayin Rabbi Holt. Mechakim the Meirev. So the Chatchila Remachmer Kedas Harama, the only a three-walled Mavui with a Lechi would count for Shabbos. So it goes, but the Eber one could be maker on the Mavui Mefulish, that's Tafresh Lametziv, Vav, and Tziv Zayin.